The Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph discussed the Mishnah that said Maisa Ubadak Ben Zakkai Beuktzei Te'enem. The Gemara a little bit of a shiloh. Who is this Ben Zakkai? So the Gemara said, Ilayim, the most famous Ben Zakkai in Shas, which is Rabban Yoichanan Ben Zakkai. Well, then why are you calling him Ben Zakkai? You should call him Rabban Yoichanan Ben Zakkai. But it's even more schwer than that. Because Rabbi Yoichanan Ben Zakkai, we know, only was limate for 40 years. And we know he was limate after the Chorban. And we know 40 years before the Chorban, there was already no Dinei Nefashis. So it doesn't seem to work. So first the Gemara said, maybe it's a different Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. The problem is the price and not that way. The Gemara came out of Maskon, El Talmud HaYoish Shiflifnei Rabbi. It was really a Talmud HaYoish Shiflifnei Rabbi. When he was Badak, and if that's the case, he wasn't really the one that was Badak, because he wasn't a member of the Sanhedrin. Rather, he said a milsa, umistabra lutaimi, the Olam liked it. V'kavu b'shmein, they would always say it over in his name. Now, sometimes they would say it over as Ben Zakkai, because the original member was Ben Zakkai, because that's what he was known as. Then later became Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and that's why it was mentioned already as Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was known as Ben Zakkai, and he was also known as Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Recently, we spoke out from the Igeres HaShnia of Rav Shmuel Ragoyim, where Rav Shmuel Ragoyim discusses how you find that all Tanaim and Amiran and Shas are presented in one of five ways. Right? Sometimes you have a Tana Amir that's mentioned with no name. Sometimes you find that they're mentioned as Rav. Sometimes they're mentioned as Rebbe. Sometimes they're mentioned as Rabban. And sometimes they're mentioned as Mar. And Rav Shira Goyen, in his Igeris, he lays out exactly how this works. He says that the early Tanaim were on the highest level imaginable. And because they were on such a high level, whenever their names were mentioned, they were mentioned with no title at all. He said, just like the Nevi'im, Ezra HaSofer, Yeshaya, Yecheskel, Hosea, Amos, Nochum, Tzfanya, Zecharia, right? They don't have any names. Why? Because they're so great, and any title that you're going to give them is actually going to diminish a little bit from their greatness. It's actually going to take away because of how great they are. He says that the Chachamim that had received Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, they were known as Rebbe's. Meaning, once there was already a Yuridus Adairis, and people were going to have titles, so at that point, anyone that had gotten Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, the title that he got was Rebbe. The Chachmei Bavel, who didn't get a proper Smicha, as we know from learning Masechta Sanhedrin, they would be known as Ravs. The Nesiim were known as Rabbans, and he said the Reish Kalusa were known as Mars, and sometimes they were also known as Rabbana. Rabbana Ashi, as mentioned in the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and in different places in Shas. But the bottom line is, this was the sort of high level mahalach that Rav Shvir Ragoyin in his Tzveite Igeres laid out in terms of understanding exactly how you're supposed to understand the different Tanah. Now, Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai is referred to in our Gemara as Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Right, we have two names. We have Ben Zakkai and Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Now, if Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai is known as Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, then that would have to mean by definition that he received smicha. Because, not just smicha, it means he would have to have been the Nasi. Because we're saying that it was only the Nasiim that were known as Rabban. Now, was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai a Nasi? So if someone asks you the question, was Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai a Nasi? For some reason, somebody stops you in the street and asks you this question. Tell me, was Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai a Nasi? The answer is yes. Right? Why would the answer be yes? Because if he was Rabban, you know the Igeres Hashniyah of Rav Shmuel Ragoyim. So yeah, I know all the Rabbans had to have been the same. Truth is, a little bit of a chiddush that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai would have been a Nasi. The reason it's a little bit of a chiddush is because he didn't come from Malchus Beis David. Right? We're learning Sanhedrin now, so we know this. That the Nasiim, they came from David HaMelech, Mitzad Ho'em, and the Reish Galusim came from David HaMelech, Mitzad Ho'av. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai doesn't come, he's not from the family, right? Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the father of Rabbi, Rabbi Yudan Nasi, right? Rabbi Yudan Nasi in the end of Ksubas, he's figuring out which one of his sons should be the next Nasi. You have Rabbi Yudan Nasiya, right? So yeah, we know who all the Nasiim come from. All the Nasiim come from the family of David HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is not from that Mishpacha, right? His father is Zakkai, right? So he doesn't come from this family. So it's also a pun in the sugya. But the bottom line is that's who Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai comes from. And if that's the case, for her it's a little bit shver. And just to bring out the Nakuda a little bit better, that is, there's a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. It's a very important tshuva for a bunch of reasons. We've quoted it many times, Be'ez Hashem, over the years. But one part of this tshuva that's negel in yoneinu. And this is in Shailos Tshuvas Erechayim Simin Yud Beis, where the Chassam Sofer brings from the Ramami Pano, that the Ramami Pano said that historically the Nesius never went over Beirusha. The Nesius never went over Beirusha. Meaning, Shimon HaTzadik was the Nasi, ostensibly. The next Nasi would have been L'chayr Antignus Ish Soichoy. Then you have Yossi ben Yoyezer, and right, Ashmai and Aftalion, Shammai and Hillel. It always went from one person to another. It doesn't look like it's father, son. Then at the end of Bayis Sheni, all of a sudden, it seems to be in the family of Rabbi Gamliel. And this seemed to be something critical, so important that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ironically, when he goes to the Kesar in the story of Kamsa bar Kamsa, and the Kesar says, you know, I'm so impressed with you, grant, you know, three wishes and I'll give it to you. And he doesn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash Kiyadu, but the bottom line is one of the things was, he says, I want the Shal Shal, because at that point the Nesius was going, so what changed? Because it doesn't sound, right, you had Malchus Beis David, Sefer Melachim, and then all of a sudden you have a few hundred years where there are Nesim, it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with the family of David HaMelech, and then all of a sudden there's this great pivot, and that pivot happens about 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. And it goes beyond the Churban. And this was very, very important, you see, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So what changed? So the Chassam Sofer brings from the Ramah Mipano, he said that Be'etzem Nesius is Keset Torah. Who is the Nasi? The Nasi was the Great Solomon. It's Keset Torah. Keset Torah doesn't go over Be'erusha, right? Keset Malchus goes over Be'erusha. Keset Kahuna goes over Be'erusha. Or Be'Keset Torah, that's Munachas Be'Keren Zavis. Anybody that wants to chapit has a right to go ahead and chapit. Stating that at the end of Bayis Sheni, there was a malchus amongst the Jews, but the Yidden, we know, considered it an illegitimate malchus. Who was the melech? It was Herod. It was Hordas. The Gemara is in the beginning of Bava Basra. And they felt that he was an Eved Ki Imloich, and as a result, they had a big problem with the malchus. And that malchus was going over Beirusha, was following all the Chukei HaMalchus. But the Chum had a big problem with it, because they felt it was illegitimate. So what they did was like this. They said that we're going to make our own malchus. It's going to be like an undercover malchus. And the Nasi is now going to wear two hats. He is going to wear the hat of Keset Torah, and he's going to also wear the hat of Keset Malchus. And this was the Chachomim's way of protesting and being Moicha on the Malchus of Hordas. So now all of a sudden the Nesius would go over Beirusha. It's a fascinating thing. Right, there's an Indian of Bimalochim Yimloichu, right? From Keset Torah, from the Torah, Keset Malchus. Bimalochim Yimloichu. And the bottom line is that there was a Bechin of Malchus that came from this, and that's how this went over. And this is the Ramami Pandra that the Chassam Sofer brings. And he says, does the Chassam Sofer, Ubedvarav Hevanti Hetev, Divrei Tzavos, right? He goes and explains a whole bunch of different Gemaras related to Rebbe. Right, one of them is that the Gemara says the Rebbe wants to ask the Shaila Mani Besoyer. He wants to know that if he would do an Avera, Beshoigig, Shezdoinoi, Chorus, would he bring the Seira, the regular Karmen Chatas, or would he bring the Karmen Chatas of Asher Nasi Yechta, the one that the Nasi would bring? And the Chassam Sofer says it's a Pella, that Gemara. It's from the Shverest Gemara in Shas. Why is such a Shver Gemara? The reason such a Shver Gemara is because the Nasi that's mentioned in the Torah that brings the special Chatas is the Melech. The Nasi is not the Nasi as in that Nasi. So what was the Shaila? He said the Oimek of the Shaila was, is because being that the Nasius at that point was wearing another hand, it was also B'chin of Kesa Malchus. See, how far did the Chachamim take it? Am I mamish a melech? I have a din melech? It's not out the Nesir Shabbat. It's out the Malchus was licked in the Nesir Shabbat. This is all Divrei Chassam Sofer and Tshuva Yudbeis and Arichan. There's a lot more going on in this Tshuva. But this is the part that's Negeli. But the bottom line is, this was a Tkufa where the Nesir was going over by Yerusha. And being that the Nesir was going over by Yerusha, so the Chayra, at that point, Vukum Tarayim Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's a good kasha. And l'chayre, the answer is that Yechem and Zakkai was a Nasi, but it was for an interim period. And sometimes you have to have something interim going on, right? This is going on during the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, where it was not Olam Kimen Hagoy Hoylech, and Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai takes the mantle of being the Nasi, and you see a sensitivity that even though right now, right, you're king for a day, right now Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai is the Melech. He taka has the Nasius. But when he stood in front of the Kesar, he understood, I'm being Mevata, it's not about me, it's important for Klal Yisrael to actually go back. Right now, I'm the acting Nasi. Because right now, everything is in Gansa Mavuvul. But at the same time, you appreciate it. This is not really who he was supposed to be. And that's why he's going ahead and fighting. But as it relates to Pshat and our Gemara, right? Our Gemara said that he was Ben Zakkai, and then he became Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Lulei de Mistafina. I don't even think it's Lulei de Mistafina. I think there was a huge interim period where it wasn't that way. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Ben Zakkai. Then he became Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, like Rabbi Akiva, and like Rabbi Tarfin, and like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. And then, for a short period of time, he would become the Nasi, and this was Ba'achris Yomav, and it was for that Kufa that he would be known as Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Just in Pshat, a little bit of the rest of the story.